What makes a community thrive? The people who live in it, and the businesses that provide the goods and services the community needs. If you're an independent business owner, dream big and be part of First National Bank Dream First Rewards. Dream First Rewards provides cash back to First National Bank customers when they shop at local independent businesses like yours when they use their First National Bank Visa debit card. Bank local, buy local. Learn more at dreamfirstrewards.com. First National Bank. Dream first because you can. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor is
the
region.
What do they sell?
Well, I was just about to say, but you interrupted me. Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor is the region's go-to for everything
for what?
You need.
We're waiting!
How about a little patience here? Central Street Farmhouse stocks everything you need to make your own beer, wine, cider, or soda, cheese, yogurt, and more.
How cool!
Yes, it is. And thanks for not interrupting. Shop Central Street Farmhouse, downtown Bangor, or centralstreetfarmhouse.com.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
The better way to a better window. Renewal by Anderson.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, warmth, endless possibilities. As you soak it all in, have you considered how your windows and doors are holding up? If you're feeling the heat seeping through your windows and doors, it's time for an upgrade.
Hi everyone, it's Troy Pearl. At Renewal by Anderson, we've launched our new Ensemble Entry Door and our new Acclaim Window Series. Both offer energy efficiency, durability, and beauty. Custom craftsmanship made to order, and as always, everything is professionally installed. That's right. The entire project is yours to dream up and ours to take care of from start to finish. And to kick off the launch of these new products, we are offering a buy four, get the fifth free for the whole month of June. To schedule your free in-home consultation, go to rbagreatermaine.com. That's rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window. Renewal by Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Back on downtown Friday afternoon, it can only mean one thing. It's time to welcome in Joe Riccio from Food Coma for Shut Up and Eat. Hello, Joe.
Hey, and the B-52.
Yeah, you better believe. Well, we got to get in the mood here. It's summertime. We thought we would take a little trip, hop in the car and get ourselves some seafood at a lobster shack. Nothing better.
Yeah, hop in the Chrysler. It's as big as a whale.
Perfect. I lob them in. You hit them out of the park. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how we do it all day long.
Well, how you been since we chatted last week?
Oh, I've been great. It's been another very kind of calm week. Tomorrow I'm getting ready to go judge some like Rockland Donut Fest or something. I don't really know.
Mm.
I've been told that's what I'm doing, but I haven't gotten any confirmation emails. So I'm assuming there's still a donut festival. And if so, I'm going to eat a lot of donuts, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, we were down in the Rockland area back in April, and they've got some fine donut emporiums down there. So I don't doubt that.
Go to Ruckus?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, very good, right?
There were a couple of, what was the other one? There's a nice bagel place there too. I think it's hole in the wall, maybe, or something. I don't know, but some good places.
Yeah, some of the places are new. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what it's all about. I guess after this, I should probably check in with them. But yeah, that's my weekend. Then I'm going over to the Alma store for dinner, which is in Alma by Wiscasset. One of the best new restaurants in the state, in my opinion.
Excellent. Well, so you got a pretty good weekend planned then.
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, let's talk about summer seafood, and I think you and I agree on this. The best
the best place to get seafood in the summertime is outdoors somewhere, where you can eat it out of some kind of little cardboard thing on a picnic table with hopefully enough tartar sauce.
Yeah, I mean, the tartar sauce is imperative. Personally, I'm happier inside, as you know. outside, you got bugs, seagulls, harassing.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's always nice inside, but I don't know. Because I think the view is just as good, you know? It's like, good, there's the water. I see it. I don't need to, you know, be out there dealing with the humidity and the heat.
Right, right. But what I don't need anything too fancy. I want you to put all of your effort and resources into the seafood.
Yeah, and so we were talking earlier, and you said, like, lobster shacks. And I'm like, you know, for the most part, that's usually the go-to. You know, I think you have your kind of iconic main spots, like Five Islands in Georgetown, you know, Young's in Belfast, Two Lights, obviously, in Cape Elizabeth, McClune's in South Thompson. You know, I mean, these are all, like, your traditional no-frills New England lobster shack kind of places, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am not, I mean, what's your stance on, like, eating whole lobsters?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a big lobster guy anyway. And when I sit down to eat, I want to eat. I don't want to have to do a job. So I would rather have that lobster in a stew or a bisque or just, what are they, a lazy lobster where it's already taken care of. Thank you.
Yeah, lobster roll, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I don't want to wear a bib.
No.
No bibs. Yeah. So that's the thing I've always been kind of like, I've always thought was the most overrated kind of main food is the traditional lobster bake. I've just been like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more interesting ways to eat it, but maybe that's just because I'm from here. You know, it is kind of a touristy thing, in my opinion. I don't know. Even if I'm having, like, a surf and turf with a steak, I want that lobster split. I want it kind of lazy style. And I don't know. I like them poached in butter, you know. I don't necessarily think dipping is the best way to do it.
No. And if you're having the lobster roll, you go classic, the hot dog bun toasted, and then just simple, what, lobster, mayo, not too much more?
Yeah. I mean, yes. I will never complain about that version of the lobster roll. That's the classic. I like to kind of mix it up a little sometimes and put a little tarragon.
Oh, sure.
Dives in the lobster salad. You know, I think that herb goes really well with lobster. There's a place in South Florida, Sopo Seafood, as it were. We get all our seafood from there for the private dinners, and they do a lobster roll, and you can add caviar to it, which is not a bad thing. It's really good, you know, and adds another layer of kind of brine. Obviously, that's a very bougie option, you know, given what we're talking about here, but
that's okay too. There's room for that in the world. Now, me, I'm not the biggest lobster guy, as I mentioned, but I will take all of your fried clams and all of your scallops. Thank you.
Oh yes, absolutely. And that's my favorite for that. I mean, I got a bunch of places, you know, as random as like Bob's in Wyndham on like, you know, on 302. I really like to go to, when I'm getting my fried seafood craving, I'd really like to go to Pine Point. Obviously, I'm covering places more in southern Maine. I'm sure you have your go-tos up there. Pine Point, you know, you go, they still ask you if you want crumb or batter. As far as for the fried seafood, the crumb being more traditional and the batter is more like a beer batter. I like the crumb personally.
Yep.
But yeah, the Admiral's platter, you know, like the ubiquitous, like fried scallops, fried clams, fried shrimp. Tons of fries, like dinner roll.
Oh, yes.
For some reason.
Yes. And that dinner roll, if you offered me that dinner roll any other time, I would say no thanks. But with that platter of fried food, yes, give me that and a big pat of butter.
Oh, yeah. And I'm making a mini fried clam slider with it.
Yes.
And the butter. Yeah, with the tartar sauce. I mean, that's just part of the whole meal, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I love that. And again, that's, you know, it's funny. It's like the most expensive casual fare there is, but worth every penny.
It is indeed. A couple of good places around here. McLaughlin's in Bangor is great. And also terrific fried clams, nowhere near the ocean, but right across the river at Jimmy's in Brewer.
Really?
Very good clams.
Well, yeah, I'll check that. I mean, yeah, good fried clams. It's all about, you know, just, and I probably had the best ones I've ever had actually in Newburyport, but like, they have the whole philosophy of like using wet or dry clams, and some people use like evaporated milk, and some, I don't know. There's all these little nuances in there to get a perfect fried clam. It's one of those foods that like I never even bother on my own. I just go where people know what they're doing and it's already done perfectly.
You know? Right. And we've already established in past episodes, too, it is important, and I hope people remember this, to always make sure you have what seems like more than enough tartar sauce.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, there's a place near where I live in Portland called Susan's Fish and Chips, which is it's an institution. It's like one of those places in like an old car garage before that was like just a cool thing to do. It's actually just in a car garage. But on the table, they have the mason jars full of tartar sauce.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Which is always a good thing. Yeah, I can't get enough tartar sauce. And I don't even care if it's homemade or like the little packets of crap, whatever.
No, it's fine.
It's just mayo and pickles or whatever, right? I mean, what's really to screw up there? I got to have a lot of – and I like to dip my fries in the tartar sauce, too.
Oh, sure, yeah. You better believe it. Yeah. You got it there.
Yeah, that's like our kind of main version of the European way of eating.
And also, as we've said before, if you're serving fries with your fried seafood, by God, have some Heinz ketchup, no imitations accepted.
That I'll walk out. If it's not Heinz, if I see any Red Gold or, God forbid, Best Recipe, I can sometimes tolerate Hunt just because they do the collaboration with Sriracha. That's the only time I'll have a ketchup that's not Heinz, but even then, small doses. Heinz is, I just understand, it's not like there's that much of a difference in price, right? I mean, why
right.
not? Like, what about the situation, like, who actually likes other ketchups more than Heinz?
I don't know those people. I've never met them.
Silly.
No.
It's silly, and I hate it.
Anything else that you like to get at the Lobster Shack?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate a really good coleslaw with that whole
situation,
you know, it's like that. And I like with that, I like a creamy coleslaw. I mean, for a lot of things, I like a more vinegary one, but for the seafood platter, I think it's got to be a good creamy one. I don't love it when they dice it up really fine. I like it in a little more shredded, you know.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
But yeah, coleslaw, the dinner roll, the fries. I mean, those are like. Those are the sides, and I'll usually, if they have lobster stew or clam chowder, I'm generally going to get that. I'm a little unconventional with my clam chowder. I like to load it up with Tabasco.
Oh, okay.
It's just one of those things. It's like, I don't remember where I first saw it. I think I was working at the Harrisiket a long time ago, and somebody was doing that, and I was like, that's weird. Then I did it. I'm like, this actually is perfect. It's like creamy, spicy, like the acid from the vinegar, and it's like, it's amazing. If you've never had, specifically Tabasco, if you've never put Tabasco in your New England clam chowder, and you like spicy food, load it up, because it's like, it's this unlikely match made in heaven.
What's the perfect mix of seafoods for what's loosely called seafood chowder?
I think, well, I gotta go clams. I say clams, scallops, and shrimp.
Mm.
I think fish. I think fish belongs in its own chowder. A fish chowder is a fish chowder. I don't think that needs to be in a seafood chowder. I do not like mussels in a chowder, personally. I can do oyster chowder, but again, I think oyster is its own chowder. I think because I like in a seafood chowder, I want uniform textures for the actual seafood. So I know if I'm eating seafood, not a potato, you know.
Right, right.
Collop and... what I say, clam, you know, that's good there. That's what I'd go with personally. You can also put some lobster in there.
Now, speaking of clams, do you like the steam clams?
I'm not a huge fan of, I mean, I don't not like them, but I've never once had a craving for them. I like them fried. I also don't like the raw little necks that much either. I love raw oysters, but I think the raw little necks on the shellfish platter, I don't love the texture of them. And steamers, like I said, I mean, whatever, they're just clams essentially dipped in butter. I kind of feel the same way about those as I do about the rest of the lobster bake. It's like, it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it's perfectly acceptable, but I would never order it, and I don't never get excited for it.
Now, when it's shrimp, you want the big boys.
Yeah. I mean, the main shrimp, to be honest, like, but I mean, we haven't had those in what, like 9 years, I feel like. I mean, I like those raw. Like, those are so sweet and delicious just without, you know, doing anything to them. And also they're really annoying to prep.
Yes, yes.
They're so small. But yeah, I like with the fry, if you're going to fry shrimp, I mean, you can, most shrimp you buy around here is previously frozen anyway. I mean, if you're in South Carolina, obviously you're going to get some fresh stuff right out of the water. And that's amazing. But up here, it's like, as long as it's like decent, you know, Gulf shrimp or Thailand or whatever. Yeah, I definitely go with the big boys and, yeah, batter it up. It's good to go, you know, like, I love fried shrimp. I love fried shrimp. I love fried scallops. I love fried clam.
Yep, I'm with you. Check, check, check on all of those. Weather's a pretty good place, too. You're going to Rockland. I remember as a kid, we used to go just on the other side over to Lincolnville Beach to the Lobster Pound there.
Oh, I have not been over there. I've driven through Lincolnville plenty on my way to, you know, Belfast, where I used to go to Young's.
Mm.
But I have not gone over to Lincolnville Beach.
Now, I haven't been there in a while, but I can't imagine it's not still awesome down there because
you're
right there, right on the coast. It's good stuff. Well, no better
and
way
also,
to spend a summer
thing,
then.
I noticed that for any of our down east listeners, I used to go when I was in Eastport, I used to go to a place called Quaddy Bay.
It
changed to, it's called Look Lobster now. So I'm curious if anybody's been there. I have not been, but the lobster rolls look about the same. They like load them up and they put like two whole claws on top.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't know, but it was really good, assuming it still is.
Have you been over to the Deer Isle Stonington area lately?
I have not. I'm with Aragosta stuff because now they're mega popular.
Right.
I think I'm going to try to hit them up in October right before they close. I think that's the time to go. I'm not a big, I don't usually go to Maine, like, not touristy, but, you know, places where people would visit in the summer. I like to hang out in my room with the AC on blast until everybody leaves.
Yes, I hear you.
And then I'll go places, you know.
We are of the same mind when it comes to that, Joe. Well, listen, have a great weekend. Enjoy everything you've got planned, and we'll get together again next Friday and chat some more.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk donuts.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. Tell us more. We'll see you then. Thanks, Joe.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
That's Joe Riccio, Food Coma. Shut up and eat every Friday here on Downtown.